You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Race is getting tighter. Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, and Luke Sloan on the updates this morning. The Tigers, with a loss last night in extras, squandering a moment from Carey Carpenter in the ninth. We're going to get into that today. John, good morning.
Good morning, bud. How you doing? Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Jonathan, happy to be here with you today.
I know. Well, Heather's going to, she's getting ready to jump all over me.
I did.
You twitched. Physical reaction to it.
I don't like
Okay.
Buddy.
But he, I have no issues with this, but I think you are a buddy of mine.
Yeah. It's just like we're fun, playful.
That's great.
Yeah.
Don't call me bud. That's all I'm saying.
Pal.
Well, I would never call a woman
but
bud.
We're buddies, right?
I guess I would say it's more.
I'm not in the buddy.
No,
circle.
You're not that close.
You're a friend.
Good morning, friend.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Good morning, buddy. Good morning, friend.
Heather, how are you? I see you little tiger blanket. Is it chilly in here?
Well, my hair's wet, so I'm like always. I'm cold.
Okay.
Anyway.
All
good
right.
Morning. Yeah.
Good morning. John, what do we make of these Detroit Tigers? Because as people wake up today, they have a 5.5 game lead in the Central.
Yep.
Which. That's the lowest it's been since they built up that big 15.5 game lead at one point, right?
Yeah, I mean, they were at 5.5 at one point, I don't know, maybe a month ago as well.
And then they got their act together.
Yeah, they were back up to, I mean, I think it got to as high as 10.5 again. Maybe it was, it was double digits at some point.
Sounds right. But as they sit today, the Tigers have won 7 of their last 20. Not good. The Guardians have won 15 of their last 20. And it's down to 5.5. Cleveland in town for tonight and tomorrow. Scoobal on the mound. Magic number is 7.
Right.
It hasn't been good.
And so if they win the Scoobal win tonight, the magic number will be 5.
Scoobal's Thursday.
Scoobal on
Flaherty's
Thursday.
Flaherty's tonight. And unfortunately, Flaherty's last start was good, which means...
Heather has me all disheveled.
You're fine. It means Flaherty's probably going to get 4 or 5 today, and they're going to have to find a way to win.
All I wanted to do is say good morning to my buddy. Flaherty tonight, Scoobal tomorrow, and
just win one of them and you're okay.
Yes, that's my whole point is Flaherty has pitched well. In fact, Mize pitched well last night.
Well enough to win.
Right, and all three of these guys, have pitched well against the Guardians. So I know it's every other start for Flaherty, but he's pitched well against the Guardians, so what does that mean tonight? Because this is supposed to be the other performance by Flaherty. We'll see what we get tonight. If you win tonight, it's 5. If you win Scoobal, then it's 3.
Right, the magic number shrinks by 2.
Significantly.
And they have 5 more games with Cleveland, not just the 2 here, but the 3 in Cleveland next week.
Like, right, but that's issue. It's in Cleveland.
I know, but I'm not panicking. I wonder if people are getting nervous, though, because, again, Cleveland playing well, Detroit playing poorly. You're leaving the door open. This is a chance to slam it shut and be done with it, and instead we're doing this dance where you're starting to look at the standings again.
Yeah, I think people are – there's going to be a nervous energy – and it's just, I mean, everybody wants something right now. And with the way that this team started, the way that they were playing, the leads that they have had, they wanted it to be done by now. But it's not. This is baseball. And I'm still not concerned about the division. It may take a series longer, then so be it.
Right now, the earliest they could clinch magic number 7 would be Sunday against the Braves. That'd be if they won all 5 games, right? Well, no, I guess they could clinch earlier if Cleveland lost on Friday and Saturday,
right,
too.
So the best it could be after the series would be 3.
Yes, and then at that point, the earliest you could clinch would be Saturday.
There was this weird scenario going into last night where they could have clinched Thursday.
Because of the tiebreaker.
The tiebreaker, yeah. But there was not a scenario where they could clinch Friday. And I couldn't figure it out. But I heard them say it on the broadcast radio last night.
I'm sure they got it right.
I'll take their word for it. Yeah. Somebody smarter than us did the research.
That means Cleveland would win one of these games then, which they did. And then it changes all the math.
It gets kind of squirrely. Okay, so I think the biggest takeaway last night, though, is they wasted that Carpenter moment because it was an epic swing as a pinch hitter in the ninth inning to tie the game. Everybody's going crazy, berserk, and you don't even get to settle down. Vest is getting teed up as soon as the top of the 10th began, and they're down three runs before he gets an out. They're down four runs before they get a chance to bat, and it's all for naught.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's kind of one of those things, too. So if they pitch in a lefty, which Cleveland did, you're going down there going, oh, not going to see Carp. And I actually thought that when I, yesterday afternoon, I'm like, Carp's not going to be in the lineup. I don't really ever like it when Carp's not in the lineup. But then I had the idea of, well, at some point, the bullpen's going to come in. And what do we know AJ likes to do?
Mix and match.
It's just ironic that he would have a moment like that in the ninth. And then it does. It goes for naught because they can't seal the deal.
At the same time that we're looking at Cleveland in the rearview mirror, 5.5 back, the race for the two seed's also getting kind of tight here.
Well, so, okay, let's hit pause just for a second because I know that Tigers fans are, maybe they're nervous, maybe they're, whatever they're feeling right now. But whether it's about Seattle or it's about Cleveland, that number two spot, which is probably, it's obviously, there's closer, it's more at risk than anything else. Wouldn't you rather be in the Tigers' position than where Cleveland is
looking up?
Or Seattle? And I know that they're on a 10-game heater and Cal Raleigh just hit, two, one from the right and one from the left.
Most ever for a switch hitter in a season.
But I'd still rather be where the Tigers are now. They're ahead.
Oh, yeah,
let's not forget that. And I think a lot of people forget that this is the reason you add them all up at the end, and the ones in before the All-Star break count as much as the ones after the All-Star break. They all count as one. And you're going to have streaks. You're going to have ups. You're going to have downs. But when it comes down to it, the Tigers have done the best job in the division of putting themselves in position to win it.
When you really frame it, there are 11 games to go. They have a 5.5 game lead with 11 games to go. Five of those games are against Cleveland. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't lose all of them.
No.
You win a couple of them, and you put the screws to the Guardians, and you're fine. So it's not a panic. There's a nervous energy only because you don't want to have squandered a 15-game lead.
Right.
You've been in first place. They showed a graphic last night for like 160 days. The idea that you wouldn't win it would be ludicrous.
Right. When they win it, and they... It's not wire to wire because 84, it was 181 games. The most they can get is 180.
You saw the same graphic I did.
They showed that one. I didn't see it last night.
Oh, okay.
They showed it, I don't know, maybe a month ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the most they could get is to 180. 181 was the 84 Tigers. 248-539-9797. Just to check in with people as we start the show today. We'll check in with AJ Hinch tomorrow. He'll be on ahead of a Scooble start. And you always feel good with Scooble on the mound in a pivotal game to hopefully put Cleveland out of their misery.
And hopefully, we asked, famously asked, who's the number two?
Oh, God.
And he, said, well, who are we playing? I don't have to make that decision now, blah, blah, blah. And I talked to him about
Dingler.
Dingler. And how does he get his chance to move up in the lineup? Or where would you put him? Okay, but we are getting closer. And we can ask about Mize and his performance over the last couple of starts.
Three in a row now that he's given him a real shot to win. The 8 strikeouts last night, he struck out 4 of the first 5 batters. And again, he gave up 3 runs. It wasn't like he was ace-like, but he gave him a shot to win last night.
Right. And we'll have a chance to talk to him about Flaherty tonight.
Yeah, see how he does. See if he can string together a couple good starts in a row and put the Tigers in an advantageous position down the stretch. One quick note on Seattle. You mentioned they're on this tear.
Yeah.
They've won 10 in a row now. And they're crediting it in part to a fan who hired an Etsy witch to help the team break out of their slump.
Oh, an Etsy witch.
I don't know if you've ever done this. Greg, you just looked at me very excited. I don't know if you've ever done this, Greg. But here's the backstory on how Seattle turned this thing around. In addition to, playing good baseball, Stephen Blackburn of Lake Stevens posted on September 5th that he, quote, paid an Etsy witch to fix the Mariners, who had lost 4 in a row and 6 of 7. Quote, the idea to lift the curse actually came from my best friend, Blackburn told KOMO News. She and I have made jokes in the past about using magic or witchcraft to fix various things in our life, and she suggested the witch a few months ago. Hey, why don't you hire a witch to fix the Mariners? He paid $15.99 on Etsy to Spell by Luna to get their act together and start winning baseball games. And even the team has played into this. They've won 10 in a row.
But we have the ultimate counter.
What?
We have our own witchcraft.
Yeah, what is that?
We just need Jim to Costa lock the Mariners for the number two seed. And it fixes all of our problems.
But I don't believe it. It
doesn't come from the heart.
You think it came from the heart of that witch? She didn't name it. She had $15.99.
When he gets ahead of himself and
it's got to be genuine,
and he just blurts it out without thinking, that's when things happen.
Can we get somebody? Can we start a GoFundMe? The
$15.99
for Jim to come from the heart. All right, let's go Price is Right. $16.01.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
The Mariners are on a double-digit win streak.
They are. A little disco action out in Seattle these days.
Yes.
You know what I do?
I do think they
will win their division. I'm feeling that. I'll tell you that today. I think they will outlast the Astros. They have a big series coming up with them down the stretch. I'll cost a lock of Mariners AL West title.
There you go. Now we're cooking. We're getting there.
All right. Just real quick on the standings, and things are getting a little messy. The Guardians are fighting for a wild card here too. You know, they're 2.5 out of that. They're probably setting their sights on that before the division. The division can come later, but we got to get to that first. I tell you guys, last year, always go to a number of total wins, 86 or better. The Guardians have to go 7-5 to get 86 wins. Okay. Not crazy, but the Tigers are 85 wins.
One more win gets them to 86.
Can we get two? Right, exactly. So missing the playoffs probably isn't even possible.
No, but again, I don't want to even leave that door. They need to win this division. They haven't won this division in a decade or more than a decade, and they've led it for 160 plus days. Go win the division. John, we have ticket text on the Tigers.
Okay.
Can we stop being naive? The run is over. Cleveland will do to us what we did to them last year. Beat them at the very end after they led the entire way. Says, I don't think we're going any further with this pitching staff. It would be naive. The agita is back every game. Like last night, in the 10th inning, something always happens. Always happens. No hard feelings. It was a fun season. I already look forward to 2026.
Okay, so let's talk about this for a minute, because okay, the Tigers beat them at the end last year, but not in the playoffs.
Cleveland also won the division last year.
Cleveland won the division.
Right. So I'd gladly replay that. Go ahead. Cleveland can make a plucky run, get in as a wild card, not win the division, and not win the series head-to-head with the Tigers. I'd sign up for that.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's run it back. Let's flip the roles from last year.
That's exactly what the text is setting up.
Texters, too bad Harris didn't have the gumption to trade for a couple guys. Surplus. Instead, we have our prospects. Will Vest is a choke artist. On the flip side, I believe the Tigers will win the division. Not worried at all, but I'd like to see a championship, and heading to the playoffs playing like this makes me sad. I agree with that text.
Sure. I don't know that there's anybody that's going to sit there and go, they're the favorite going into the postseason, whether it's American League or to win it all.
Guys, they'll lose this division, and before you say anything, it's not an overreaction to one loss. It's how the team has played for 2.5 months and with how Cleveland is playing. They'll go 4-1 in the next 5 head-to-head. This team is pathetic. Thanks, Scott Harris. Signed, Sam. I've lived in Detroit my whole life. It would have been nice to get more help on July 31st. Signed, Dylan in Royal Oak.
That guy.
Guys, the 2 seed is what we should really be worried about. We're in trouble, and Seattle has the tiebreaker. The next text says, has Costa purchased any Mariners car flags? I would say Seattle might be the biggest smarm team because they were the most aggressive buyers at the deadline. If they were to make a run, it'd be like, see, look what they did.
Oh, so you're just letting us know what you're going to say. is basically what you're saying.
It's either Boston with Bregman or Seattle buying. One of those is the biggest smarm team in the American League, and both may make the playoffs. Both are in right now.
Or, I mean, okay, the Yankees with what they did in the bullpen.
Yeah, another. You're right. There's three smarm teams.
And then it'll feel just that much better to beat them.
Would love to see it, John. Ticket text 248-539-9797. Costa is so negative about the Tigers, yet he's all about the Lions, a team that has not won a title in 68 years and counting. The Tigers will win before the Lions. Go Tigers.
Yeah, it's been a while for the Tigers. I mean, it's been a while for the Lions, but it's been a while for the Tigers,
too. I was gonna say 40-plus years here, guys.
Yep.
You know, and people assuming that Atlanta is going to be an easy 2 out of 3, don't get ahead of yourself. I mean, Atlanta's won 4 in a row, so they haven't quit.
Right.
They're middle-of-the-road offense in the National League, so that's going to present problems for the starting pitching. There's no Scooble starting for the Atlanta series. He'll pitch again in Cleveland.
But they set this up well. Scooble's going to pitch twice against Cleveland.
Yes, exactly.
If they win one of the next two, it's going to be okay. I mean, if Scooble pitches well in both of his starts, they're going to be okay.
Right. I mean, blowing this division.
If they play 500 baseball, which they played for 2.5 months, yeah, they're going to be okay. The only way they lose is just an utter collapse at this point.
Yeah, 500 baseball gets them to 90 wins. So, look, I'm not concerned about the division yet, but the bigger picture things is the fact that they don't have a guy that they can count on to give them a quality start after Scooble. I mean, even Mize last night, they should have won the game for him. He was okay, but he didn't get even a quality start. Like, a lot of people laugh at the quality start stat. They think that's it's just mediocre. Well, they don't have that. 6 innings, 3 runs allowed.
Which isn't asking much. It's a 4.5 ERA, but they can't get it.
Right. And there's some stat in baseball a lot of times where 4.5 runs is kind of that line, whether you win or lose.
Yeah.
Over time. I know I've heard Mark Ryan throw it around a lot.
I think 5 is like consistent winners score, yes, 5 runs. Yeah.
They just have to go out there and, like AJ talks about, take it one game at a time. It's a Flaherty start tonight. What's the lineup going to look like? And be aggressive at the plate. Be on attack from inning one. Don't wait for ninth inning heroics. If we need to, then fine.
Yeah.
But be on attack early.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.